Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. River and Sky Music Camping Festival tickets now on sale. River and Sky Music Camping Festival has launched part of its lineup, releasing the names of 16 bands playing its 14th festival, set to take place July 21st to 24 at Fisher's Paradise, on the banks of the Sturgeon River. Pink Mountaintops, Austra, Dilly Dally, OMBIGIIZI, Murder Murder, Young Gov, Tush, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, Amy Dang, Baja Poke Ensemble, Wine Lips, Casper Skulls, Ori, You Do Right, Body Wash and Choza Savages are all part of the lineup. Tickets are available on the festival's website. Jazzed Up Downtown Series April 28th. Jazz Sudbury has resumed its free concert series every Thursday evening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Oscar's Grill, located at 86 Durham Street in downtown Sudbury. The series features musicians from the Sudbury jazz community. Jamie Dupuis performs April 28th. Visit www.jazzsudbury.com. Sudbury Performance Group presents Celeste Levy's April 29th Francophone Songstress and Timmins native Celeste Levy's performs at Thornlow University April 29th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets cost $20 each, and can be purchased at sudburyperformance.ca or over the phone at 705-662-8518. Community Volunteer Income Tax Program available until April 29th. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, in partnership with Canada Revenue Agency, is now offering the Virtual Community Volunteer Income Tax Program, CVIT, to help low-income earners file their taxes at zero cost. The virtual CVIT program is available from March 1 to April 29, 2022. Eligible clients may register online at uwcneo.com or by phone at 705-560-3330, ext. 210. Place des Arts Grand Opening April 29-30 following the by-invitation-only inauguration ceremony earlier on April 29, the public is invited to take a stroll through the brand new Place des Arts building from 7 to 11 p.m. that evening. The event will feature art installations, art exhibitions, artist performances and DJs. You'll also be able to have a drink and a bite to eat at the bistro. Then, on April 30 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., young and old alike will have a fun-filled family day to enjoy their new cultural home. There will be a scavenger hunt, face painting, storytelling, construction games, clowns, art exhibits and more. Reserve your spot for these events at the Place des Arts Box Office. Sudbury Basin Potters Spring Sale April 29-30. Sudbury Basin Potters hold their spring sale on Friday, April 29, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, April 30, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., at Gallery 174 at 174 Elgin Street in downtown Sudbury. Carrefour Francophone presents interactive dance performance, Francophone Family Activity. April 30th families are invited to take part in this interactive dance performance by Foolish Operations. Tricutter, knitting, is a participative performance where dance looks a lot like knitting. The audience, placed in a circle, produces the dance, in which wool threads weave links between the audience, the space and the performer. As the dance winds back and forth, the wool threads form a giant knot of bright colors. Memories of knitting in our own families come back to mind. You will experience a lovely moment of curiosity and exploration, along with a sense of belonging to a community. Event to take place April 30th at Place des Arts as part of opening celebrations. Event was originally supposed to take place April 23rd. 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. workshop is free, but reservations required. Make reservations here. GNO presents Exhibit Pi, in progress April 30th. Opening the Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is proud to announce Pi, in progress, the very first exhibition in its new gallery space at Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury. Lise Beaudry, a Franco-Ontarian visual artist originally from Earlton, proposed an original sculptural installation made up of thousands of stacked archival photos. In the exhibition Pi, in progress, Beaudry shares the process behind the creation of Pi, 2020-2022, a permanent installation that stands 3.14 meters tall, like a pillar at the heart of the Place des Arts foyer. The permanent work will be unveiled during the official opening of Place des Arts. A gallery opening is planned for April 30 at 5 p.m. The exhibit runs until May 30. Visit Gonneau's website for more information. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Inuit Prints Exhibition until April 30. The Art Gallery of Sudbury invites you to visit to a new exhibition featuring 60 prints by 27 Inuit artists titled First Sign of Spring. Inuit Prints from the Collections 1959 to 1970. The exhibit runs until April 30. Artists include Kanowa Keshevik, Pitsiolik Ashuna, Lucy Chinuayuak, Kananjinik Putuguk and Helen Kalvik. Pre-book your visit online at artsudbury.org or phone 705-675-4871 to make your booking. Create a Nature Mandala during April. Coalition for a Livable Sudbury invites residents to celebrate Earth and its changing seasons by making a Nature Mandala. Typically arranged in a circular shape that radiates from a central point, a nature-made mandala can be created from found materials such as pine cones, acorns, dried flowers and leaves, cattails, pebbles, rocks shells, branches and any other sort of natural material. When you've completed your mandala, post your photo and tag at Livable Sud anytime in April. Learn more here. Center Club Dodge Door de la Vallée. May activities Mondays, exercises, cafe, card games, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., community dinner, 12 p.m., knitting, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesdays, line dancing, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., jeu de pochettes, 1 to 3 p.m., Wednesday, yoga, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., montage and peinture, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Thursdays, bricolage, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Carpentry also runs Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Closed Monday, May 23 for Victoria Day. Center Club Dodge Door de la Vallée is located at 26 Côté Boulevard. In Hanmer. Phone 705-969-8649. CKLU 96.6 FM Pledge Week April 25 to May 1. CKLU 96.6 FM hosts its annual Pledge Week from April 25 to May 1. To help raise funds for Greater Sudbury's 38-year-old campus and community radio station, CKLU has a whole week of special programming, on top of its regular programming, to entice local listeners. As part of the week, The Case of the Missing I. Jackson, a staged radio play featuring local performers about the two I. Jackson paintings stolen from Sudbury Secondary School in 1974, can be heard on CKLU Saturday, April 30 at 8 p.m. and again on May 1 at 8 p.m. Pledge Week also features special guest hosts on air, including Sudbury.com's own Mark Gentile, who hosted this past Monday. Visit CKLU's website for more information. RDSB kindergarten orientation sessions during May. All Rainbow District School Board elementary schools will offer in-person kindergarten orientation sessions during May for children starting school this fall and their parents, guardians. Families will have an opportunity to connect with kindergarten teachers, early childhood educators and school personnel. They will also meet other children starting school. Parents who have not registered their children still have time to do so and can reserve their spot for kindergarten orientation by calling their nearest Rainbow School. Registrations for September 2022 will also be accepted at the orientation. A full list of dates is available on the Rainbow Board's website. Carrefour Francophone presents Nocturna, The Magical Night, French-language family film. Screening May 1. Carrefour Francophone presents family French-language screenings of the film, Nocturna, The Magical Night, at Sudbury Indie Cinema. There is an upcoming screening on May 1. Part of the Les Petites Vues series. In the aging orphanage, the days pass very uneventfully, but the nights are something quite different, at least for Tim they are. The light reflected from the stars is the only cure for his fear of the dark. One night this fear leads him to the orphanage rooftop, where he discovers that his favorite star has disappeared, and unfortunately it's not going to be the last one. Purchase tickets online here. Finlandia Sisu Brunch in a Box May 5. The Finlandia Sisu Foundation presents the second edition Brunch in a Box just in time for Mother's Day. Each box is $100, includes a partial charitable donation, is portioned for two, includes a fresh rose, and a few special Finnish treats, suolakala, cured salmon on rye bread, karjalan piraka, rice pie, pulla and new for this year fresh squeezed orange juice, sweet maple syrup with a recipe and a few ingredients included to make your own latuha, Finnish pancakes. Local artist Lisa Blom has created a Finnish-inspired floral design that will be featured on a note card included with each box. Confirm and pre-pay by April 29th to guarantee your brunch for pickup on May 5th between 3 and 5 p.m. at Finlandia Village. Call 705-524-3137 extension 249 or email sisufoundation@finlandiavillage.ca to reserve and pre-pay. Parenting Seminar May 5th Rainbow District School Board invites parents and guardians to join a webinar on parenting for positive mental health Thursday, May 5th from 7 to 8 p.m. part of Children's Mental Health Week in Rainbow Schools. The webinar will be presented by Amanda Lamb, Director of the Center for Family Initiatives at the Pine River Institute. Register online here. Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury May 5-8 The 10th edition of the Francophone Book Fair and Literary Festival is coming up May 5-8 at the brand new Place des Arts building. Special guests include Thompson Highway, Edam Awami and Chloe La Duchesse. Festival goers will have opportunities to meet these authors and 60 others in a wide variety of stimulating programming, evening performances, literary luncheons, literary teas, literary happy hours, talks, roundtables, interviews, artistic events and more. Learn more on the organization's website. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Hopes and High Notes May 7th. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents its concert Hopes and High Notes on Saturday, May 7th. The concert will be presented by the entire Sudbury Symphony Orchestra. This performance was cancelled in 2020 with the beginning of the pandemic. Features the works of Mozart, including his popular Symphony 41. Principal cellist Dubrovna Zubek also performs the solo line in Canadian composer Chan Kon-nin's Soulmate. Concert takes place starting at 7:30 p.m. at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium. Hall capacity unrestricted, as per current public health guidelines. Purchase tickets here. Cleanup Blitz May 7th. The city is currently looking for people to register for the annual Cleanup Blitz, set to take place from 9 to 11 a.m. on May 7th. Registrations are being accepted until April 29th, and more information can be found by clicking here. The forms are also available at any citizen service center or library, and more information can also be found by phoning the city's helpline at 311. Carrefour Francophone presents La Boîte aux Chansons with Natalie Chiquette, Francophone Family Show, May 8th. Natalie Chiquette is a soprano like no other who brings her wonderful sense of humor to opera, making it more accessible. In this children's production, she shows kids how cool opera can be. Along with her young audience, she discovers the contents of her brand new music box. It contains all kinds of music: jazz, rock, blues, pop, folk, rap. Could we use all of that to make opera? Let's give it a try. Show takes place May 8th at 2 p.m. at the new Place des Arts building. Show co-presented by Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Purchase tickets online here. Sarah Harmer Concert May 11th. Singer, songwriter Sarah Harmer is out on the road across the U.S. and Canada in support of her first album in more than a decade. Are You Gone? Is a deeply personal and momentous collection of songs motivated by life's beauty, love's mysteries and the climate crisis. 2 decades since her heralded debut, You Were Here, Harmer returns with a deepened, electric exploration of nature and human nature. Harmer's tour makes a stop at College Boreal on May 11th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Rotary Club of Sudbury Lobster Dinner in a Box Fundraiser May 13th. The Rotary Club of Sudbury has announced their famous Rotary Lobster Dinner in a Box fundraiser is taking place on Friday, May 13th, and you can once again enjoy the meal in the comfort of your own home. Funds raised will help support organizations and charities in the Sudbury community. $250 per box. Orders must be placed by May 3rd. To order your Rotary Lobster Dinner in a Box, contact John Dow at john.dow@hotmail.com. Carrefour Francophone presents Science Workshop with Pierre Harrison, Francophone Family Activity, May 14th. Independent Learning, Imagination and Creativity. First, the children become Pierre's technical assistants as they help him deliver his presentation on various scientific concepts using everyday objects. For their part, the parents in the audience get great inspiration for ways to continue these explorations at home. Then, children and parents explore various activity centers set up around the room, all well equipped with materials to continue exploring scientific concepts like magnetism, forces, and air. Also, they have to complete a challenge set out by Pierre. The materials needed for this workshop are provided to you free of charge. Runs at noon. Purchase tickets online here. Junction Creek Festival and Trout Release May 14th. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee presents its annual Junction Creek Festival and Trout Release May 14th. Runs 12 to 3 p.m. at Twin Forks Playground, 1475 Gary Avenue. This free event is suitable for families of all ages with lots of games, activities, and a barbecue. Attendees will have the opportunity to release brook trout into Junction Creek, identify bugs from the creek, meet live reptiles, play the Junction Creek fishing game, and participate in other fun activities offered by community partners. Sign up online here. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Mudmen May 14th, always entertaining and definitely unique. The Mudmen are a blast of Celtic energy whose members are known to be characters both on and off the stage. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Mudmen May 14th at the Colson. The show starts at 7 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Carrefour Francophone presents screening of Mia et l'Amigo, French-language family film, May 15th and 29. Carrefour Francophone presents family French-language screenings of the film, Mia et l'Amigo, at Sudbury Indie Cinema. One night Mia has a premonition. So after saying a few words of parting at her mother's grave, she sets out on a journey across mountains and jungles to search for her father, who is trapped in a landslide at a remote construction site. Screenings on May 15th and May 29th, at 1 p.m. both days. Purchase tickets online here. DaBaby at Sudbury Community Arena May 20th. American rapper DaBaby plays the Sudbury Community Arena May 20th. Purchase tickets at www.greatersudbury.ca/tickets, in person at the Sudbury Community Arena or by phone at 705-671-3000. La Slague presents Nakamu Mamutin, Chansons Ressembluses, Togetherness Songs, May 20th. A big boreal celebration brings together four indigenous musical artists, Matui from Cote Nord, Karen Pinette Fontaine from Mani Utenam, Scott Pian Picard from Uashat, Ivan Boyvan Flamand from Manawan in Atikamekw country, alongside four non-indigenous artists, Cedric Street Ange, Chloe Lacasse, Joelle Street Pierre and Marcy. Solid backup band members and artistic mentorship from the likes of Florent Volant make this indie indigenous folk rock shine brightly in the spirit of togetherness. Takes place at Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury. Doors open at 7 p.m. Purchase tickets here. La Slague presents La Nuit Emergente May 21st. A dozen performers on several stages in one exciting evening. Audiences wander freely, exploring an eclectic array of up-and-coming talents in a festival atmosphere. That's the vibe at La Nuit Emergente, an innovative event that really hits the spot with Sudbury audiences. Now, for the first time, it's happening at Place des Arts. Doors open at 7 p.m. Purchase tickets here. Defeat Depression Walk, Run May 28th. The 9th Annual Sudbury Defeat Depression Walk, Run takes place in Bell Park May 28th. Gather at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater. Registration starts at 9:30 a.m., and the walk, Run starts at 10 a.m. supports the Northern Initiative for Social Action, NISA. Register online here. Sudbury Arts Council Photo Contest June 1st Submission Deadline. Sudbury Arts Council, SAC, invites amateur and professional photographers to submit images for a 2023 desk calendar. The Arts Council has an opportunity to do something fun with journal printing by supplying images for the company's annual complimentary calendar. The theme is Naturally Sudbury. Submissions should focus on Sudbury's natural beauty. 13 color images will be selected by members of the Arts Council board, one for each month and a cover shot. Deadline for submissions to sac.communicate@gmail.com is June 1, 2022. More information regarding submissions is available at the SAC website, www.sudburyartscouncil.ca. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.